Welcome back, everybody, to The Slow Pitch, and we are on part three of the top five tips for salespeople. Again, this could be for beginners, intermediate, advanced even, but these are the tips I would recommend to anybody to get started into sales. So let's get started.
You're listening to The Slow Pitch Podcast, a podcast about selling less and closing more.
All right, so far we've talked about pain. We've talked about learning the personality types and how that affects you and how you should be developing those skills that will help you understand who their personality style is and adapting yours to match or speak to them in their language. The third part of this series is to remind you to work harder to get a no than to get a yes. And that's going to sound very counterintuitive if you're newer in sales. Like, I'm supposed to close sales, aren't I? So you're telling me I'm supposed to work harder to say no or to get a no than to close the deal? That doesn't make sense. No, it doesn't make sense. But that's why it works. So here's the thing. Your goal is to eliminate the people on your list every day. Every day. That's your goal. And until somebody says, no. No, I'm serious. I'm buying, basically, is what they're saying, then you're selling. Otherwise, you're not selling. Your goal is, your initial conversations should be to try to eliminate. So your questions are going to be about eliminating them. And I don't mean by, you know, start, here's one thing I will say. I don't like it when salespeople start out with, well, what's your budget? It's a little early to talk to me about budget. You don't even know if I have a bleeding neck, as I referred to earlier, right? You don't even know if I'm ready to buy. You don't even know if I'm just fishing. If I'm fishing, find out if I'm fishing. Don't ask me what's my budget, because I'm not going to tell you what my budget is, right? So think about it in terms of, if your job is to eliminate a potential buyer, when they reach out to you, they're obviously already done the research. They know who you are. They want to talk to you. They have picked up the phone or they've emailed you and they say, I want to talk to you. So you know they're halfway there, right? The next step for you is to take that call, take that email, and convert it to a no first or a yes. So here's how that's going to work. When they call you, some of your questions, well, that's interesting you called and reached out to us. Tell me why did you call us? I mean, there's a lot of companies out there. How did you find us and why us? And let them kind of start to tell you why. Okay, now they get you. Okay, all right. So now you've confirmed that because they understand, they've done the research, you can tell. Now, your next few questions are going to be about, well, what can I help you with? How can I help you? And they're going to say one of a couple of different things. They're going to say something like, well, so-and-so told me to talk to you because they referred me over because whatever. Okay, that's great. And your response could very easily be, I'm not so sure that we're going to be able to do for you what we did for them, but let's talk some more. Let's find out. And what you're doing is you're always coming across as being, I'm not so sure. It's kind of like dating. If you come into meeting the person for the first time and you're all gung-ho about let's get married, that's not going to go very far. They're going to like, nope, I'm out. So it's the same kind of a thing. Your job is to make them think, I don't know if this is the right, because that's what they're already thinking. They've called you because they think you are, but they've also called you to find out, is this guy or is this company legit? Can they do what they say they can do? And they're trying to find that out as well. And so some of the things that you can do is ask them some questions to find out what it is that they did and why they like you. And then you need to start to find out whether or not they have any sort of pain. So I would go back to the pain piece and start asking some of those questions, because those may be indicative of them not wanting to buy, right? Or not needing to buy. And on more than one occasion, I can tell you that very frequently, I will tell people, I don't think you're ready to buy at this time, and here's why. But when you are, I'm happy to answer any other questions and just reach back out to me. It's fine. That's your goal. You need to confirm that they're going to be able to or want to move forward to the next step. And you're going to have to confirm that several times. Your job is not to assume a yes. Your job is to assume a no to begin with. Stay there, make them confirm, and make them push you to go the other way. And they will confirm if they're ready to buy, not you. They're going to do it. And when you do this, this is part of the slow down part, right? Your job is to do all of these things to get them to slow down, explain to you why they're a good fit for you. Can you do the work? Yeah, probably. But are they going to do what they need to do to get to the next step? And if they're not willing to do that, then you're not on even footing, if you will, right? You're not working together to close the deal. It's you're trying to push it. And so the more you try to push it, the worse position you are in. keep that in mind. Again, this is a reminder. Your job is to get a no, not a yes. That doesn't mean you don't get a yes. That doesn't mean you don't work to get there at some point. What it means is your job is to keep pushing for a no until they say, no, this is what we're, and they confirm for you in their body language, in their, what they're saying, in what they're asking for, in what they want in their next steps. When you ask them, what do you think we should do next? After you've asked them a few questions and they say, well, I mean, I've had this where I was sitting in a meeting and we went through all the questions. They had pain. They had the budget. I could tell, you know, there was some things that they talked about and I expected to be this much. And we went through all of that and we got to the end and I said, well, what do you want to do? And they go, well, how does this work? And I go, how does what work? And they go, well, do I write a check? Do you guys take credit? Like, how does this work? And I said, well, you mean like right now? Like, you don't mean you want to start working together right now, do you? And he goes, yeah, I do. Okay. So what does that mean? And then he explained to me, well, you say we could do this, we could do this, we could do this. And that's what I want to do. Let's do it. And you said it was about this much. What's the number I need to write on my check? And I'm like, well, I'm not going to argue with the guy, right? So he confirmed, he pushed, and he made the sale for himself. That's the slow down part. It works every time. Remember, work harder to get a no than to get a yes. And I don't even have to say it, but remember, slow down and you'll close more.
Thank you for listening to The Slow Pitch. Do you have a question about sales? Call or text your question at 608-708-SLOW. That's 608-708-7569. Or you can email them to questions@theslowpitch.com. Slow down and close more.
Thanks as always for listening today. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. We really appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at The Slow Pitch. We were mixed today, as always, by Johnny Polakis, and we were produced by High Gravity Studios. Music credits and other notes are in the show notes section on theslowpitch.com, and we'll be back with another episode soon.